Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we're going to dive into one of the most beautiful stories from the Christmas and Epiphany seasons, the journey of the wise man. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Picture, if you will, a group of learned men gazing up at the night sky, their hearts filled with anticipation as they witnessed something extraordinary, a star unlike any other shining with unprecedented brilliance. These wise men, also known as the Magi, were not just casual stargazers. They were scholars who understood that this celestial phenomenon was more than just a beautiful sight. It was a divine invitation. Their journey was no simple undertaking. They traveled across vast distances, leaving behind their comfortable lives, following this celestial guide with unwavering faith. They didn't have GPS or modern conveniences, just an astronomical phenomenon and their profound conviction that something momentous awaited them at their journey's end. What amazing faith they displayed, setting out on such an ambitious journey based on a star. They didn't question or hesitate. They simply gathered their precious gifts and began their trek, trusting that divine guidance would lead them to something or someone extraordinary. Their determination never wavered, even when the journey proved long and challenging. They persevered, their eyes fixed on that brilliant star, their hearts set on reaching their divine destination. This wasn't just a physical journey, but a spiritual one as well. Every step they took brought them closer, not just to Bethlehem, but to a life-changing encounter with the divine. Their journey reminds us that sometimes following God's call requires us to step out of our comfort zones, to trust in signs we don't fully understand, and to persist even when the path ahead seems uncertain. The gifts these wise men brought weren't random choices or merely expensive presents. Each one carried deep symbolic meaning, revealing their understanding of who this child truly was. Gold, a gift worthy of royalty, acknowledged Jesus as a king. Not just any earthly ruler, but the King of Kings whose reign would transcend all earthly kingdoms and whose authority would extend beyond time itself. Frankincense used in temple worship and priestly rituals recognized Jesus's divine nature and his role as our great high priest. This aromatic resin, when burned, creates smoke that rises toward heaven, symbolizing prayers ascending to God. By presenting this gift, the wise men acknowledged that this child would be the bridge between humanity and divinity. Myrrh, perhaps the most prophetic of the gifts, was commonly used in burial practices. This fragrant spice, while valuable, carried undertones of suffering and death. In offering myrrh, these wise men unknowingly pointed to Jesus's future sacrifice, his death that would bring life to all humanity. Even in his infancy, the shadow of the cross was present. These weren't just expensive presents from foreign lands. They were profound statements of faith, declarations of who this child was and what he would become. These gifts tell us that the wise men understood, at least in part, the extraordinary nature of the child they had traveled so far to worship. They saw beyond the humble surroundings and recognized the divine presence before them. Their offerings remind us that true worship often involves sacrifice. These men didn't bring leftover trinkets or convenient gifts. They brought their best, their most precious treasures. And in doing so, they set an example for all of us about what it means to truly honor God with our gifts.
In our modern world, we might not have gold, frankincense, and myrrh to offer, but we can certainly follow the example of the wise men through meaningful acts of worship and service. Just as they brought their most precious treasures, we too can offer our best to honor God in our daily lives. Think about the gifts you possess, your time, your talents, your resources. These are your modern-day treasures. When you volunteer at a local shelter, spend time with someone who's lonely, or use your professional skills to help others, you're offering your own version of gold. These acts of service given freely and generously are precious offerings that honor God just as surely as the wise men's gifts did. Your frankincense might be the prayers you offer not just in formal worship, but in those quiet moments of your day. It's in the way you choose to listen to someone who's hurting, offer words of encouragement, or stand beside someone in their time of need. These acts of compassion and kindness rise like spiritual incense, creating sacred moments in ordinary days and your myrrh. Perhaps it's in the sacrifices you make for others, giving up your comfort to help someone in need, choosing patience when it's difficult, or forgiving when it would be easier to hold on to anger. These sacrifices, though sometimes bitter, like myrrh, carry the sweet fragrance of true devotion. Just as the wise men didn't hesitate to prostrate themselves before Jesus, we too can show our devotion through humility and service. It's not about grand gestures or expensive gifts. It's about offering whatever we have with a sincere and loving heart. Whether it's sharing your lunch with a coworker who forgot theirs, offering your seat on the bus, or simply giving someone your full attention, these modern-day offerings can be just as precious as the ancient gifts of the Magi. Now, as we reflect on this timeless story, I want you to take a moment to consider your own spiritual journey. What star are you following? What divine signs have you perhaps overlooked in your daily rush through life? The wise man's journey wasn't just about reaching a destination. It was about transformation through seeking and finding. Think about your own gifts, not just the material ones, but the unique qualities that make you who you are. Maybe you're a great listener, or you have a talent for making people feel welcome. Perhaps you're skilled at organizing teaching or creating beautiful things. These are the treasures you can bring to honor God and serve others. Consider how you might use these gifts more intentionally. Could you spare an hour each week to mentor someone? Could your organizational skills help a local charity? Is there someone in your community who could benefit from your cooking abilities or your talent for fixing things? Remember, the wise men didn't just bring whatever they had lying around. They brought their finest treasures. Sometimes offering our gifts requires sacrifice. It might mean giving up some leisure time, stepping out of our comfort zone, or putting someone else's needs before our own desires. But isn't that what true worship looks like? The wise men traveled a great distance, facing unknown challenges, because they understood the value of what they were seeking. Let your daily actions become your gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let your work be done with excellence as an offering. Let your interactions with others be filled with kindness and patience. Let your choices reflect a heart that's willing to sacrifice for something greater than yourself. In doing so, you'll find that, like the wise men, your journey of giving becomes a journey of discovering something profound and sacred in return.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of the wise men, who followed your light with unwavering faith and offered their finest treasures in worship. May we too recognize the signs you place before us and step out in trust, even when the path is uncertain. Teach us to bring our own gifts, our time, talents, and resources, with hearts full of devotion. Let our acts of service, compassion, and sacrifice rise to you as a fragrant offering. Transform our daily lives into opportunities for worship as we honor you in how we love and serve others. Guide us to follow the light of your presence, leading us closer to you with every step. May our journey, like theirs, be one of transformation and joy as we seek to glorify you in all we do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, joy, and the light of God's grace. May blessings overflow in your life, and may you share his love with all you encounter. Take care and go forth in kindness and faith.